House of the MZ is a movie by the Brad Pitt-led production team that released Moonlight for us, and it's a fantastic book. The book by David Gran was a best-selling nonfiction book, and there's an issue with the movie, which is that what made the book so fascinating is that it took place in the present day, and it was a retelling through journals and a retracing of the steps of someone who disappeared into the Amazon at the turn of the century. And this is the Percy Fawcett was the explorer who was part of the National Geographic Service, and they were cartographers, map makers from England, and they were just exploring the globe to make maps. And it eventually disappeared into the Amazon, never to be heard from again. Spoiler alert. And in any case, what makes the book so incredible is you get to see a retracing. The writer actually goes into the jungle and follows and traces the steps of Fawcett, and kind of tries to match up journal entries and photographs, and ultimately comes to the conclusion that the lost city that Fawcett was looking for, which was evidence of indigenous tribes being in South America for much, much longer than originally thought, had been grown over by the incredibly lush tropical forest. It sort of swallowed the city whole, much in the way that the Jordanian desert did with the city of Petra, which was the rock city discovered by a British archaeologist when he came across a hole in the rock. So what's the one thing that's missing from the movie, which is in the book, is this sense of space and time is matching up. This mystery thriller is what's going to happen. Is he going to find out? Is he going to solve the riddle of what happened to Percy Fawcett? And that sort of drives the whole point of the book, which is has a backdrop in this sort of postmodern way, in that it's telling a story about a story. And in that case, it matches up with our modern conception of what storytelling is. And that's, there's a mishmash of things that are really happening, things that could happen, and then this sort of three-act structure of heroic space where we see ourselves and where we try to fit things in our experience. And the movie sort of misses that, because it just tells the story of Fawcett in a linear A to B way, which is that Fawcett goes in the jungle and then disappears, and then the movie ends with a little bit of a postscript about, you know, maybe he was there, maybe not, maybe they found him, maybe they didn't. And so basically the last, you know, 30 seconds of the movie is what made the book so compelling and so interesting. And although it's a riveting movie, it's 2.5 hours of sort of a British Indiana Jones. It's Downton Abbey meets Indiana Jones, sort of, or Pride and Prejudice version. And it's progressive. It shows a dicey subject, which is the role of women, the role of indigenous tribes in regards to British explorers. But it does try to capture the nuance between gender and racial ethnographic identity in a way that's fresh and unique and hasn't really been told in film before. It's just not the book, and it's just not the mystery thriller that the book is. So it's a good movie. It was a great book.